4 years ago, there were 153 robberies on BART. Last year, there were 349, a 128% increase. Aggravated assaults jumped by 83% in the same time period. BART Interim Police Chief Ed Alvarez recently told KCBS.
Yeah, there's a lot of snatch and grabs where people are standing by the doors, just not looking, and somebody comes up behind them and grabs a phone or their iPad or laptop, whatever they have, and they run off the trains.
The spike in crime appears to be related to rampant fare evasion, which, according to this grand jury report, is around 15% of riders, costing the transit agency an estimated $80 million a year. BART Board President Bevan Dufty says, unfortunately, fare cheating has become part of the culture on BART.
We had a physician one time who, when he was cited, indicated that he hadn't paid a fare in 20 years. And in fact, if you can believe it, he turned around and filed a complaint against the police officer that cited him because he was late for a consultation.
Dufty says they are working to harden fare gates and hire more police officers, but he's calling out counties and cities for not doing enough to house the homeless who often end up on BART.
It's one thing for us to help fund a homeless outreach team, but hey, you've got to give people shelter. You've got to put them in a navigation center. You've got to help move some of these individuals or get them mental health services.
Matt Bigler, KCBS.